Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, I got a paper in the mail for me, and I guess I just wanted to look into it a little more.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Can I start off with that 16-digit reservation code on that flyer?
2411-3101-0035-7132.
Okay, great. And let me pull that up here real quick. And just in case the call gets dropped, this 518 number, is that a good number to call you back on?
Yes.
Okay, just in case the phone call drops. We've been having some issues, so. And what's your first name, sir?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Jeff, give me 1 second. Let me pull up this account. I'm just going to ask you some basic questions here just to kind of verify your account. I have the business name is Landscaping by Hansen. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I have the address as 1 Fuller Terrace in Albany, New York?
Yes.
Okay, great. And how do you guys structure the business? Is it a LLC, a corporation?
LLC.
LLC. Okay, perfect. All right, Jeff, tell me a little bit what you're looking for here and see if I can answer any questions you may have.
I mean, we've got a couple of really big jobs running right now, and I've just been running into a little cash flow problem. So.
Okay. What are you thinking as far as an amount here?
I mean, do you guys do the lines of credit, or you just do a loan, or how does it work?
I mean, we have all the programs. We have lines of credit. Lines of credit are a little bit more difficult to get approved for, so it depends on your credit. How would you rate your credit? A good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, so like in the low 600s.
All right. If you're in the low 600s, you're probably not going to get a line of credit, to be upfront with you. It's just not going to happen. But I would be able to get you a working capital loan. So with that type of loan, basically it is a unsecured loan, with cash that you can use the money for whatever you like. We have terms anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. So we got some options for you.
Is it a monthly payment or?
Yeah, we actually have multiple options with that as well. We have a daily, weekly, and monthly. Have you ever taken out a working capital loan before?
Yeah, I just been screwed by Swift Capital, and I wasn't going to try to do this.
No, I get it. It was ridiculous, right? What do they charge you?
The interest was phenomenal, but then they just jerked me around. They told me, "Oh, once you get one." And I owe like $5,000 to them. So if I do this, I'm gonna pay them off just to have them off my plate.
Yeah.
But they told me, "Oh, once you do one, we'll reevaluate you in 6 months." And I was never late. I never missed a payment. You know, it was just peanuts. You know what I mean? I only wanted to do it for a couple of months, and they made me stretch it out over six. Mm-hmm. It was just a small amount. At the time, I didn't even need the money, but I knew I had this big job coming, and they promised me the world. Oh, no problem. So the next thing they say, "Oh, we can give you 50," and then out of the clear blue, they have no reason why. And then they came back with an offer. "Yeah, we'll let you borrow 50, but we want you to pay 68 back." I'm like, "I'm not paying $18,000 back. I'll struggle and, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul before I have an $18,000 interest." So there's
right.
6 months. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that makes it doesn't give you enough time to be able to do something with the capital that you get, you know.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's just, you know, it was over 20-25% worth of it. I mean, it just was high. It's, you know, crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to keep in mind with these loans, with your credit kind of being where you're at, you're kind of limited to what, you know, avenues you can go through to borrow money. I know Swift is a little bit higher as far as like payback rate. I have some great payback rates where we kind of start off on 10 cents on the dollar and we kind of go up from there. So also keep in mind it's unsecured, so that's why the rate's a little bit higher. Is it's basically your word saying that you're going to pay it back, and we don't, you know, collateralize any of your assets or anything like that. You know, but
I mean,
go ahead.
I've never been, you know what I mean? It's just, I paid it, and there's nothing on, what pisses me off, there's nothing on my credit. That's bad. I have a couple of things. It's just ridiculous why my credit, it's no sense at all. I don't have anything negative on there. And I mean, I have, the problem is I have a few small credit cards that I use for my guys use for gas. And I got to get rid of those because I guess that's killing me because they max them out each month because they're only $500 a piece, so that makes my credit look bad. Shouldn't be that. I pay them all.
Okay.
Full every month. I mean, what are we... So you're saying, let's say I borrow $40,000. What would be the thing on that?
Well, like I said, we start off at 10 cents on the dollar and kind of go from there. Just by listening to you and what you've kind of answered for me, I would try to get for you to go the longest term as possible. I feel like you want some money, but you don't want to pay it all back right away. And you don't want to...
if the interest is low, right now, if I got a $30,000 or $35,000 loan, mm-hmm. and the payback was, $5,000 or $6,000, for the interest, a 90 or a 120 day loan is perfect for me because that's when I get paid from these jobs. So I don't really want to drag anything out that long. I don't want to borrow something and have to pay back 30% on my money. I'll struggle before I do that. I've finally gotten to a point where I'm not dying, and I don't want to put myself back into that situation. But, for 10 or 15%, you know what I mean? If I borrow 30 and have to pay back 36, I don't mind that. That's the end of the world.
Okay. Well, if we're talking only 90 days, I mean, I got some programs where I could possibly make something like that work. So I know, in fact, I just had a gentleman where he buys propane. I got him approved for like $100,000, and he was paying back like $116 in 3 months. It's so only $16,000 on that $100 interest, back in 3 months.
That's fine. That's, because that's what, I don't need that much money. I don't want to
into
that much
money. Right, right. But I'm just, give you an idea of what I literally just have done maybe a couple of weeks ago for a gentleman. But keep in mind, it's short term. So it's going to be within, you said that 90 days. So if we shoot for that 90 day time frame of paying it off, I can get you a better rate.
Even 90, 120 days, somewhere in there. So that we're already at some time. I want to pay it off before my season ends in December. I'd like a payoff in December.
Okay. Well, that works. Well, here, let's see what our options are, Jeff. Let me send you, what's a good email for me to send the application to, for you to fill out?
It's Jeff at HANSENS, Hansen's Landscape.com.
Hansen's. Is there an S on the end of Hansen's?
Yeah, HANSENS.
Landscape.com?
Yes.
Okay. Are you 100% owner of the business?
Yeah, just me.
Okay, just you. And how long you guys been in business for?
Over 20 years.
Okay, 20 plus. What'd you guys do in sales, I guess, this year? What are you guys on track to do?
Well, probably close to $500,000, maybe a little bit more.
Okay, cool. And you said ballpark figure you want anywhere between 30 to 40? Is that what we're shooting for here? Or?
Yeah, that's yes.
Okay, would like 30 to 40. And you have a current loan with Swift right now that's almost probably around $5,000 balance?
Yeah, 5 or 6, and I want to pay that off for this.
Okay. Current loan, $6,000. What's your daily on that?
It's a weekly. It's $500 a week.
Okay, weekly. Okay, good. All right, so I will shoot over a email with the application. I got Jeff, J-E-F-F, at Hansens, H-A-N-S-E-N-S, landscape.com.
Yes.
Okay, I'll send the application over in a couple minutes. Get that to me as well as the other list of documents I would need, just some bank statements and your most recent tax return. Did you guys file 2015 already?
Yeah, 2015 is done. I think I have the tax return. How much? Yeah, our stupid fax machine. I can email you back the bank statements. I have to see the fax is giving me problems at the office. So let me see what. I have to figure out how to get the tax return. You need the tax returns?
Yeah, I need the tax return, and then I need your signature on this application. So however you get me that, you can send both at the same time.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Is this going to hit my credit as a hard hit or?
So it's we don't pull for all three. We only pull from Experian, so I mean it is a hit on your credit. You know, to be upfront with you, but I mean it's not going to, you know, make your credit ridiculously bad or like. Nothing crazy is going to happen to your credit. We literally have to pull it just to see where you're at, see what type of what your score is and what the history of your credit is. But our loan isn't primarily based on credit. So don't feel like the credit's going to make your approval any worse. What we're mainly concerned about is your business. And the fact that you have 20 years plus in your business is a huge plus for you. You're 100% owner of the business, which is huge. We don't have to go through all kinds of different people to get an approval. The amount of sales you guys are doing, I can get you just with that number. I'm thinking I can get you anywhere between 50 to 75K in working capital. So this 30-40 doesn't seem like it's going to be a problem at all. My biggest concern is getting you the cheapest rate possible payback at a decent turnaround time, like 3 to 4 months, 90 to 120 days.
I mean, because I've been dealing this before, you know, the way my money comes in, like everything, like I have NSFs, but they're paid, like nothing's returned. If you look at it, it's NSF paid, you know, NSF, because I put the check in and the checks come in at the same time, some of the things, so.
Okay.
You know, and since I'm doing this big job, you know, which I have for the builder now, the builder I've worked for now, I've been working for 7 years, and they lined up, like, I don't know, forever, as far as I know. They're building all these new high-end apartment complexes, and, you know, I do all the stuff for them, so everything is doubled, you know, of what we're doing. And they're lined in for the next 6 years on building these things. So, I mean, and the problem is once I get ahead of the game, you know, it's just, they pay me great, but by the time, you know, I only get to turn in half of what we really do because I'm not completely done, and that's the only, they pay like clockwork, but they're peppy. If it ain't 100% done and you turn a bill in, they get really pissed at you. So I've got like 5 partial things open, but it ties up like 30 or 40 grand between $6,000 a week payroll I have, and then I got to get the supplies for the next one. So I'm just, until I get a few of these under my belt, it's just what's killing me right now. And, you know, in a year's time, I'm finally, everybody's going to be on track to keep it caught up. Like they do, there's 6 units in a building, but they only have 3 done, but you still have to do everything. But until the other 3 are done, it's a weird situation, but it's.
So you have to.
They want.
They want to what? Go ahead.
Like we sod the whole place, okay? So even though it's not, if the other 3 like aren't, they're not done to be sold yet, so they don't like them. They don't like the bills turn in, but I have to sod everything. It's just a weird thing. They just like that whole building completely done before you turn the bill in. So like I'm one building ahead because I have to keep that going so that the only way the next guy can start digging the next one is if mine's completely done. So you have to, like, stay. You're always 2 ahead, but the buildings are, like, $35,000 a piece when you get paid. So So, like, I'm a building and a half right now. So that's my problem. It's like, okay, here's Monday again, and I'm already worried about Friday's payroll. You know, I got to keep the deliveries coming, and most of my suppliers have been great. But, you know, it's just, it's nice to have that little cushion in there. You know, we get 4 days of rain, I'm really going to be up the shit's creek with a paddler. You know what I mean?
Right, right, yeah. No, I totally understand. And, you know, we actually help out a lot of construction companies, landscaping companies that are similar into, you know, the situation you're in for the exact reason. You know, like their turnaround time is anywhere from 30 to 90 days. And they have to pay for payroll. They have to pay for materials. They got the new jobs. So I totally get what you're saying. And we help businesses out all the time in the same situation. So, but the biggest, I think the only way this is going to make sense for your business is if I'm able to get you that great rate at, you know, to where you're not killing your business by paying us back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm going to have to keep living like this for a few more months where I'm, you know, just running around trying to get, you know, I got other crews doing other jobs to keep this one afloat, but it's not a bad situation. You know, I'm in a good situation with it, so
right.
I just don't want to have, you know, you take a 2 days running around trying to get money and rob Peter to pay Paul, those 2 days kill you when you can't be working. And
sure.
It's the greatest thing in the world. My business has grown so much. I never laid on my bills, and but a single white guy in this day and age, you don't get nothing in this world. I'm everything of what you don't give money to. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If I just had a decent loan at a decent rate, I would be 1,000 times better off. But
okay. Well, I'm sure. I'm sure it's coming. You know, it's just got to be patient and keep doing what you're doing. You know, it'll pay off for sure. But I feel like I can do something for you.
I appreciate it. I will definitely get this stuff over to you. You know, I'll at least get the thing rolling with some of the bank statements and most of the application filled out, and then I'll have to just get over to my accounts office, and I'll grab the tax returns from her and have her fax them from there.
Okay, perfect. I'll send that email over in a couple minutes. Do you want to take down my direct line in case you have any questions, Jeff? You can give me a call.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, it's area code 858.
858.
909-909-8867.
8867.
And my name is Jeremiah.
Okay, cool. All right, I will take and, you know, when I get back to the office, I'll get as much of this stuff sent over and then see when she's going to be in the office next and get that the rest of the stuff sent right over to you.
Cool, man. Sounds good, Jeff. We'll be in touch.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.